shall I render unto God for all his blessings? What shall I render? And what shall I give? What shall I render unto God for all his blessings? What shall I render? And what shall I give? God has everything, and everything belongs to him. God has everything, and everything belongs to him. What shall I render? And what shall I give? All that I can render is my body and my soul. That's all I can render. That's all I can give. All I can render is my body and my soul. That's all I can render. That's all I can give. God has everything, and everything belongs to him. God has everything, and everything belongs to him. What shall I render unto God for all his blessings? What shall I render? And what shall I give? For God has everything, and everything belongs to him. God has everything, and everything belongs to him. Oh, what shall I render? And what shall I give? And what shall I give? And what shall I give? I give myself away. give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away, away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am, here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm longing to see your desires revealed in me. I give myself away. Do you give yourself away to God this morning? I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Hey, I give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away, away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away, away. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. I give myself away, away. I give myself away so you can use me. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. bless your name, God. We praise you. We magnify you. And on this day, we surrender all to you. Lord, we are available to you, and we give ourselves away to you. Praise the Lord. Take it away.
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Yes, we give ourselves away this morning. God is good, and I am enjoyed this morning here in the Bronx. Thank you so much for praise and worship this morning. And I just heard one of the co-founders this morning. I thought I was on the wrong way. I said, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus, Reverend Dr. Pacola. You know, in and out of season, we're ready. Thank you so much for starting it off. And we also thank our Minister Will. Appreciate you. This morning for your tag, Mustard Seed of Faith. God is good this morning. I am so glad to be on this call. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm excited this morning. Let me share a little bit about this call this morning. We are on a journey, hallelujah, this morning. In 2010, our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa, was going to start us on this journey, so I am grateful. So this, we start on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, but you are cried out of the Lord in the morning. My prayer comes before you. Yes, we also have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin this beautiful day. Yes, and the website that you can we share with you, you can go 24 hours, anything that come on you, and you need a word from the Lord, you may go to the website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All the message has been archived on that site, as well as our powerful speakers, so you can go and look at these and share it with each and every one you come in contact with. Yes, we have a theme for 2022. God required immediate obedience. Let me say that one more time. God required immediate obedience in all that he took us to do. For immediate obedience will be continuous experience in restoration, divine protection, and creative miracle. It's just a breakthrough in your life today. Hallelujah. Let me just say, if you live by the Lord, be a part of this blessed ministry. As egregious as I would say Minister Willa and Dr. Cola Roberts, and a host as yours truly, or a songist as Minister Tiffany, or you want to share a word with the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information at the info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Webster will contact you. But on Friday, we take your prayer request and praise report on the second half of the call. Live, so we've asked you to join us on that call. And our phenomenal company, which is Artists International, which was established by that Diaz de Leon family over 33 years ago, we are now called Artists Life, with great products in the world to come healthy, and I always say we can come wealthy if we share. This the morning motivation call here Monday through Friday, right after this call, a team of great leaders giving vital information on the wonderful benefits that we have here in Artist Life Products. And that number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525. And the access code is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. If your service is Deuce Mobile, T-Mobile, and Metro PCS, we have a bypass that will not charge you. And you call that number first, 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Today is Monday, Inspiration Monday. And Dr. Vanessa Wellesley, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wellesley, will be our host. And our guest speaker will be Minister Brenda Terrell. So we ask each and every one to join us here on that call. So as I share with you, please, your artist rep, please check your back office. Keep in touch with what's going on. We have a webinar tonight, so please, everyone, let's stay in touch with our business and, more important, share with each other that we come in contact with. So we are so grateful. Well, you know, I'm just going to, I guess y'all say I'm excited. I must be talking fast, aren't I? But I'm excited this morning. I'm excited because the speaker you got to hear this morning needs no introduction. She's one of our co-founders. She's, all I can do is just smile every time I'm getting to introduce her. She loves this business. She loves it. It's she can just share. She's a healthy boss. I can just say so many things about her, but I am going to say just a few things, and you will know who this person is. Her name is Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She enrolled in Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1990. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, she's a history buff. She's also, like they call it, a master of the cause. She keeps our cause moving forward. She does a lot of things. God gave us so many gifts. And, I just want to say, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, found to serve as a senior pastor at the Gathering of Eagle Worship in Central Dallas. And she's also traveled international ministry and practiced prophetic word of God, Gathering of the Eagle Ministry, along with teaching weekly classes in her Gathering of the Eagle Ministry Bible Institute. She's ready to make that stuff. So, without further ado, let me just stop, because I guess you say I'm excited, but I just know she got some information. Let me just put one more in there. She has a degree from Spelman College. Let me just share with everyone. Just go to the website, thevanessacall.net, and you can read her extensive bio, because I don't want to hold her back, because she has some information with us. I tell you, it's life-changing. Let me introduce you to some, present to others, none others but Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Before I do that, I must pray. Let me pray. Hallelujah. Dear Lord God, I am grateful for your goodness that is always evident in our lives. I can never doubt that you are a good God. I am loving Father and Lord. You show us every moment. You get a chance to love us. Lord, we need to love you back. Lord, we ask you this morning, thank you for the speaker about to bring a word to us, that's going to do us some good. Hallelujah. And we're going to share that word with each and every one we come in contact. We love you, Lord. We praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Right Reverend Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. Absolutely adore you. Thank you for hosting our call today. Thank you, Minister Willa, for getting us started. And my co-founder hopped in. I was just a surprise, too. I said, look at God. Thank you, Dr. Pacola Roberts, for sharing the load this morning and bringing the warmest kingdom greetings to our family. And I think Minister Brenda hopped in for a minute. It was a group project on greeting this morning, and that's when teamwork makes the dream work. And then to our minstrel, our psalmist, who truly entered us into the presence of the Lord with worship and song, and that is none other than Minister Tiffany Lauderdale out there in that California town. Thank you, all of you. And to our Master's Call family, good morning, good morning. I love the tag that Minister Willa gave us, Mustard Seed Monday. All right, a little mustard seed, the smallest seed that even exists, and then we can do great things, and we can attest for that here on the Master's Call, October 25th, 2010, small beginnings, just stepping out on faith, trusting God, and now look what the Lord has done. We're over 11 and a half years. We're headed toward up the home stretch. This October 25th, we will be the year of government, 12 years old. And to God and God alone be all the glory. So thank you, each and every one of you, for joining this morning, for any day and every day that you hopped on this call to make this vision the reality that it has become, manifesting God's presence, God's power as we establish our purpose each and every day, weekday. Thank you for being a part. Well, I'm going to be finishing up, I think, hallelujah, a series that we started a while back. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Seek, stand, and then soar. Be strong in the Lord. The last time we were together, we went over the end
in Strong. And our text scripture, for those who may not have heard any of the previous lessons, comes from that book of Ephesians, when Paul spent that time in really in the Roman prison and wrote to the church at Ephesus. That sixth chapter, the 10th through 11th verse, says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." And we've been working through the acronym of STRONG, of Stand Tall, representing overcoming, nurturing gifts. And we also had Stand Tall, receiving, and that's our word this year, obedience, and with nurturing gifts. And the whole purpose of this series that God has burned in my spirit, that we are frontline warriors. We are in the midst of a world that's getting darker and crueler and more evil every day. But if you read your book, that basic instructions before leaving earth, everything that we're walking through now, the Bible had told us and has reminded us that even in the midst of this turbulent time, the word requires for us to be strong in the Lord and to know that he has given us some covenant promises. We went over in past weeks the S in stand on the word. Another S we talked about was speak of what you know is truth. Seed faith will have you soar to success, and you gotta study to know what's what so you can stand. Then we talked about the T of being tall in your spirit, tall in your thoughts, tall in your expectations. And how do we do it? With a heart of thanksgiving, a thanksgiving spirit in our hearts and thoughts. And definitely when you say T, you got to talk about trust in God's promises, that they are yea and amen. And settle that in your heart and in your spirit. And we know that it takes time to become strong. It's a process. Oh, we're talking this morning about be strong in the Lord, to seek, to stand, and to soar. Then we went to the R and strong with represent and receive from God. And we talked about how do you do that. We went through five R's. Stay in his presence to be refreshed. Then you have to resist the temptations of evil while we receive encouragement from others. Then thirdly, remind yourself of the past victories while you look forward to future triumphs, and keep an attitude of gratitude. And when Paul wrote to that church in Thessalonica, he talked about rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And I think I added two more to make it a complete seven. We got to be righteous. Jehovah Tiskanu, right relationship, thinking, producing a righteous lifestyle. When you think righteous thoughts, you develop righteous habits, which become a righteous lifestyle. And then rehearse righteous daily instructions in an atmosphere of peace. And then we went to that O, overcoming. Obedience also, and order, that's not a cuss word, order with your overcoming faith from the Holy Spirit. We did talk about the obedience produces the order of God in our lives, and with overcoming faith that Revelations 12, that 11th verse talked about, it defeats fear. When fear knocks at the door, faith will answer and drive out failure. And then we got to stay optimistic. Notify your face. It takes more muscles to frown than to smile. Believing if we do our part, God will definitely do his. Then our last time together, we went over the end of nurturing and daily doing what is necessary for success. To nurture and nourish. And we as women, we are born nurturers. But we got to nourish, feed the seeds of greatness. Back to that mustard seed. That was so prophetic this morning. The seeds of greatness, they're already inside of us. But we got to daily nurture them and in those around us. Then when you nurture, we define that. We talked about you need to be a mentor. I'm so big on making sure you're mentoring everyone on this line. You have some gifts, some talents, some treasures inside of you that you should be turning around, pouring into somebody. And I don't care past your family, because that's your obligation as a parent, as an overseer, but others in your sphere of influence. We talked about mentoring, teaching them how to meet the needs in a biblical way. We talked about do what is necessary for the strength. We talked about last time together, just keep the main thing, the main thing. Follow up on the God ideas and learn to put on the back burner the good ideas so that you keep the priorities of Christ in mind. And we talked about that 80-20 Pareto rule that you need to make sure you're prioritizing the needs and doing what is necessary. Then we concluded it with God will give you new. His mercies are new every morning. He'll give us new strength. And it comes each day as we stay consistent. That's another word that's not a cuss word. To be consistent with something, folks, follow through on something. If God told you to do it, we have so many unfinished projects in our lives. I'll be the first to lift my hand, say amen and oh me, and repent and just say, okay, God, help me prioritize now. Help me with my time management so that we get it done. So today, as we conclude on our strong of being strong in the Lord, that G. We're going to talk this morning about guard the gifts. Guard the gifts. Keep a personal and intimate relationship of growing and glowing in God. You've got to guard your prayer time. You've got to do more than just read the daily bread or your upper room and call it a day. We've got to quit trying to snack and nibble on the things of God, but we want that part the Red Sea kind of manifestation in our lives. We haven't stayed in the gym of faith to work the faith muscles, to spend time in his presence, to let his countenance consume us and let his presence permeate every part of us. And if it did, we wouldn't keep up some of the foolishness we do. If we're studying his word, we know his word works when we work his word, when we say what his word says about us. Everybody has been given gifts and talents. And I often tell people when they ask me about not being sure of their purpose, I said, follow your passion. Your passion leaves clues on what your purpose is. What would you do if you were never paid for, never put on a platform or recognized for it, but you love doing it? That's spend some time with God and get the clarity of God to guard those gifts. First, grow, that G, grow in the place where you have been planted. Grow in the place right now. R-I-T, as my grandmother would say, right now. Where does God have you now? Bloom where you're planted. Gain strength where you are standing. That other G is give God your best. We got to stop this sloppy agape, or as I say, the greasy grace. Come on now. We got to do better because we want the best from God. Quit giving him 40% and trying to make a withdrawal of 110%. Yes, he's merciful. Yes, he's patient. Yes, he's kind. But God knows what he put in us. Everything we need is in the house. Lay your head on your own stomach and prophesy. Everything. Guard those gifts that he's put inside of you, and he'll make you strong with all the rest. And then we want to give God all the glory. Sometimes you just need to just lift those hands and give them a hallelujah. Give them a thank you, Jesus. In spite of me, You have kept me when I wasn't even keeping myself. Thank you that you kept me from all hurt, harm, and danger when I was young and foolish and even an old matured fool sometimes. Thank you that your faith in me helped me get up, look up, and go on in you. Oh, there ought to be some giving glory every day as his strength works in you and through you. So let's go over some quick 5 points of giving the guarding of the gifts. First, grant God when giving our gifts. Grant God, because he's not going to tackle you. He said, whosoever will. When guarding your gifts, anything that concerns us, we must first grant God permission to use us. See, when we sing I surrender all, we need to mean it. And stop all the disclaimers, stop all the, but not that area. Not that much, God. But only for a week. I surrender all in the Greek, all in the Hebrew, all in Ebonics. It means all. Grant it all. Surrender it all to him. Be the willing vessels. We must allow God to use us as he wills, as he will. Secondly, guard your gifts with the help of the grace of God. Not growling, not grumbling, sometimes bordering on being rude or offensive. Everyone needs God's grace at different times in our lives. Stop being so judgmental and critical. My mother used to always beat us upside the head with this old saying of hers, oh, you want to judge everybody by their actions, but you want to judge yourself by your intentions. You're quick to tell me what you meant to do, but you're quick to judge them on what they have done. You don't know what they may have intended to do. Then that means, hush, go sit down somewhere because you're not the judge. The only judge is Jesus. Have some grace, because had it not been but for the grace of God, where would we be? Have that attitude of gratitude, grateful for his grace and mercy in Hebrews 4. 15 and 16, I quote it all the time about come boldly into the throne of grace. And thirdly, get grounded in agape love. We cannot guard our gifts on our own. Be like that palm tree when the winds of adversity blow in our lives, when the rains of afflictions pour down, when the hurricanes of life come, when the hiccups from hell who hover over you. The palm tree will bend, but it won't break because it's rooted and grounded deep. And we need to be rooted and grounded deep in the truths of God's word. Ephesians 3:17 all the way through 20. For lack of time, I'm going to ask you to go read that. Ephesians 3:17 through 20 and Colossians 1:23. Then fourthly, after an attitude of grace as we guard our gifts, then fourth, we are getting grounded in the right soil, right relationship for success, then healthy growth will occur. What do I mean by healthy growth? You won't want to just guard your gifts with arrogance and a mega attitude, sitting high as we look down on others, nor will we want to give of our gifts just to get what we want from others. That borders a little Jezebel spirit there. Our motives and our movement must stay pure before God. Guarding your gifts also means guarding your heart to make sure that that spirit of manipulation or controlling spirits doesn't come in. Does it sometimes feel like a juggling act, mama bear, or warrior of the word? Yes. But when we stay grounded and growing sensitive to the spirit of the Lord, then we'll guard our gifts in alignment with the Holy Spirit. See yourself clearly as the God's distribution center, more effective and efficient than Amazon, Walmart, or Costco combined, truly blessing others, not needing your name or your deeds to be broadcasted because we are only concerned about the audience of one, God. Grow healthy, groomed for success in Christ, Ephesians 4:15, 2 Peter 3:16. Through 18. We all need a spiritual checkup to make sure we are growing healthy from the neck up in Christ. So So what's your word intake? What's your prayer power level? How solid is your service record? Look straight ahead, keep smiling. Can nobody see you? It's not a Zoom call, but just say amen or oh me. And lastly, that fifth one. See, after you have the attitude of guarding your gifts, and then secondly, having the grace from God, and thirdly, getting grounded in God's love and his word, and then beginning to grow healthy in Christ, and fifth, and as I finish the, realize and know how great and glorious is our God. We become then his glory carriers. Like the mailman is the postal carrier, we become the glory carrier. You don't have to put on a Jesus pin. When you walk in the room, they'll see the countenance of Christ on you. You hear folks say, it's just something about her. It's just something about him. It's the countenance of Christ. 2 Chronicles 2, 4 through 5, and Psalm 92, 4 through 5. See, as you give God permission to heal you, God needs a permanent slip, not a pink slip. Acts 24:16, Matthew 11:28-21. When we let God do this, I want you to lay hands on yourself as I close, and let's prophesy to ourselves this morning. Lord, everything I need is in the house. Everything I need is in the house. This temple belongs to you, Lord. Now I allow you, I submit to you to make me strong from the inside out, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I cooperate with the Holy Spirit building me up strong from the inside out. The Holy Spirit, Father, you make us strong, and let the true transformation of Christ begin at the core. Amen and amen. Be strong in the Lord. Seek, stand, and soar. As we stand tall, receiving, overcoming, nurturing gifts. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Good. Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wonderful, for that on-time message this morning. You guys, I tell you, I'm excited. I was taking notes like a it was no tomorrow, so we're so grateful for this powerful message this morning. So I tell you, you stand strong in the Lord. God, I just love that God, your gifts, hallelujah, and you can glow, hallelujah. She just has so many nuggets. So what I ask everyone to do, take it to the Lord in prayer and share with everyone today. Let me just pray over prayer while prayer occurs. Dear God, we are thanking you for the good things you have shared with us today. Lord, we thank you for this message this morning. Lord, we ask you this morning to thank Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wonderful for this on-time message. Lord, we can't thank her enough. Hallelujah. I needed to hear that this morning. Hallelujah. Guard your gifts this morning. Father God, we come and say, we ask, Lord, right now that you pour out a blessing that she will not have enough room to contain it, Lord, to receive everything that you have put in her life right now. Father God, we ask you this morning to give us the strength to move forward. Lord, we thank you. We honor the two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. McCullough Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for the time of leadership and keeping us focused. You see, focus on God. Don't take nothing else for granted. God is our light and shadow. Keep us moving. We thank you for everyone that joined this morning here on the Master's Call. We appreciate you at this time. We thank you for the Diaz Deli own family. Lord, we lift them because they in turn brought this platform for us to be together. That's how we all here on this call. We thank them this morning. And also keep the staff lifted this morning. Lord, they work so hard. We appreciate them and all that they do. Lord, we want to, Lord, right now, go to the nursing home, hospital. We ask you to go in right now and give those people the strength to move forward this morning. Lord, stand by them because they need you this morning, Lord. We ask you to put my friend, my dear friend, Leroy Archibald, Lord. We lift him up. He is doing so much better. Hallelujah. They sent him out of one hospital, the virtual hospital, and sent him to Calvary. But God, he's eating and talking. Hallelujah, God. Look at the blessing that you have done this morning. Lord, we want to thank you for everyone going through bereavement this morning, Lord. You pray for them, Lord. You know them every state from. I just want to say pray for them this morning as our New York, Texas, California, Indiana, Lord have mercy. We pray for them. Lord, wrap your arms around them this morning. Give them the confidence they need, Lord. Lord, we love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, and amen. Well, I'm excited this morning. Let me just share with you. We want you to listen to this playback call. Matter of fact, this powerful message. Share it with somebody today. Share it with everybody today. That's what, put it on your Facebook. Let them hear. They need to hear that this morning. That number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. And the access code is 957-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. Then right after this call is the new morning motivational call, which we will have our Reverend Dr. Nelson, who will be the host, and our special guest will be Minister Brenda Terrell. That number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525. The access code is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And I want to thank you this morning for greeting us, Reverend Dr. Brenda. Cola Roberts, Minister Brenner, and Minister Willow. We thank all three of you this morning for greeting us this morning. And I want to thank our songers, Minister Tiffany Lottier out of California. Lord, I just want to thank you this morning, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wonderful, again for that powerful message this morning. We are so grateful this morning to have you. You are such a light, and everybody understand light. Will you please close us out in a benediction, please?
Thank you, woman of God. Again, thank you to everyone who participated in making this call a success in Christ this morning, and for all of our Master's Call family. We're honored that you took the time to call in this morning. Every day when I look at this board and look at the different names, there's a gratitude, sincere gratitude in my heart. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, today, thank you for making us strong in you. Fortify our faith that we will make it to the finish line today. Let us reflect on the best way, according to your word, to guard the many gifts you placed inside of us. Stir up the gifts even the more in each and every one on this line, and we will cooperate with you. And remember these 5 points that we've gone over today. And as we leave this call, we are never leaving your presence. Father, we thank you that you will prevail in our lives and purposes will be established because your presence will be so big upon us. And as we go out, we'll open up our mouths and share because we care that you're still the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and you're still a way maker, a healer, and a deliverer. You are the I am whatever we need. And as we grow stronger in you, we thank you for all that you're doing in us, through us, and for us as we further the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Look forward to hearing you all on the morning motivational call. Let's have a Holy Ghost doubleheader this morning. And everybody have a blessed day. Bye-bye.